The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Betty.
Like with most jobs, being an Amazon delivery driver comes with its own headaches. Like you have to deal with someone's protective dog or getting stuck in traffic constantly.
And it's crazy. When I stop doing this job, that's what I want to do. I want to deliver smiles. What I want to do for people.
I get that that could be part of it, but you're also going to deal with your own regret. So
probably.
For one driver, he had to deal with falling into a customer's septic tank.
Okay, I'm out. I don't want to do this anymore.
Yep.
No.
With a video that's now gotten 6.7 million views, Charles, he's an Amazon delivery driver, films himself at the bottom of a 6-foot hole, standing knee-deep in unmentionable sludge.
Oh, ouch. No.
He claims he was delivering an order to a customer's door, and as he was walking back to his truck, the ground collapsed underneath him.
I tried using these roots around me to get out, and it just pulled more dirt on top of me, so I just called dispatch. Hopefully they're going to get the cops or the fire department here because the walls are kind of caving in on me.
Oh, no. I think my first call would not have been to dispatch. It would have been to 911.
Well, that video was taken after he had called 911, so he had already made the right calls, but thankfully he had his cell phone on him so that he could get help. He did say, I guess the Amazon always provides their drivers with this device called a Rabbit, and it just keeps track of where their delivery drivers are and where your next stop is. But that had fallen into the sludge, and he was like, I'm not getting that out. That one is lost.
I am not making enough money for that.
Well, once Charles was rescued from the pit, he posted another video saying he hoped Amazon wouldn't ask him to finish his delivery route.
Reasonable.
But it turns out that he did.
No, Amazon.
It's kind of his fault.
Why?
So I read into it. Amazon, they did their part. They sent another driver to take the 50 packages that Charles had left on his route. But Charles saw that as an opportunity to go home, shower, and then go right back out and get the packages that were left so he could finish his own route.
Oh, okay. So they did offer him to not have to work.
Yes,
okay,
but
that's
he
good.
Went out there and finished it himself.
See, there you go. Delivering smiles. Now I'm back in. I want to be that guy. because really, you know, like, oh, they're going to make him work, and you're like, oh, you're sad for him, but then you're like, oh, wait a minute, I want my stuff. If you're one of those 50 packages that you were waiting on.
I don't want it covered in something that smells funny.
Yeah, oh, boy. Well, I'm glad everything worked okay for that dude in the end, for sure. Uplifting WayFM, this is The Wally Show, and technology is all around us, and some things that used to be simple have gotten more and more complex. Point in case, or case in point. I did it backwards. I'm dyslexic.
No, I like point in case.
Yeah, case in point. I said it with such like authority, too. My wife's windshield in her car got hit by a rock while we were driving, and it sent a crack 12 inches across.
So I hate when that happens.
It's a bummer. We got insurance. Okay, we'll get it fixed. So they come out to fix my windshield the first time, and they're like, oh, we can't fix it. The card threw this code. I'm like, what do you mean the card threw a code? It's a windshield.
Yeah, it's a piece of glass. How can it have a code like a computer?
Well, the glass is now super high tech because the glass mates with the camera system in the car and it clicks in together. And then I guess apparently, didn't even know I had them, there's a heated section at the bottom to keep your windshield wipers from sticking to it.
What?
Yeah, so my glass, I looked at the underside of the glass. It has a plastic thing that mates with the mirror stuff, and then it has two wires coming out of it that clip in. You're like, what in the world?
Which, it's great that, you know, with future technology, I mean, it does make our lives a lot easier.
Right.
But in this case,
it was a headache.
It was a headache.
Because the guy was like, well, now it threw a code, and, you know, the car saying that this error code is there. It has to be cleared first. And he couldn't clear it. He's like, we don't clear it because we're liable for it. So you have to take it to the Ford dealer. I'm like, really? Are you serious?
That's so ridiculous. And you think of like back in the 60s and 70s, even the 80s, when there were cars that, yeah. you know, like if you cracked a windshield, you just replaced
yeah,
it.
Yeah, replaced the windshield.
But now the technology is kind of getting in the way.
It really is. It's hurting more than it's helping because I'll never know about those heated windshield wiper things. You know, like, don't care.
Didn't even know you had them.
I didn't. And so, like, for me, I'm like, I'd rather just have the glass repaired because now we're on the third company coming out to do it. And finally, I'm supposed to do it today, but I think it's going to rain, so they won't do it. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm starting to like the crack. Honestly, I just want to leave it there like it is. It's ridiculous. So when is that time, 855-33-WAY-FM, when is that time that you found technology was hurting more than it was helping? It's designed to make our lives better and easier, and I love the concept of that.
Right.
But like with modern cars, they're so computer-related, you can't work on them anymore. If something goes wrong, you got to take it to the dealer.
Yep.
And every dealer trip now is minimum of $500. Minimum.
Ugh.
You drive in and you're like, hey,
no.
I think I might want to have my windshield wiper replaced. Okay, $500, you know. But yeah, nothing is cheap anymore on cars. So I am curious for you, what is that thing that you thought was going to be very helpful technology-wise and it ended out being worse for you? 855-33-WAY-FM. What was a time that something technological that was designed to make your life better actually made it worse?
Well, I got you one beat. Mine is my airbags in my car.
Ooh, okay. Those are life-saving.
Exactly. And you'd think they would have parts to fix them, but I've been waiting since, like, August or September.
So you're driving without airbags.
Exactly. And people are crazy, and they pull out in front of you. So yeah. I guess you're just supposed to pray and hope for the best.
I guess so. That, or what you could do is, you know those gallon Ziploc bags? Fill those up with
yeah.
air and tape them to your dashboard and your steering wheel, at least to give you a little bit of a cushion.
Right?
Tammy, why is it taking so long to replace them?
They just keep saying the parts are on back order. The parts are on back order.
COVID. Still COVID-related. Supply chain
like,
issues.
How are they making new cars with airbags if they can't replace the old airbags?
Well, I know. Like, here's how they make new cars. Like, we had a friend that they bought their daughter a car, and so she took delivery of the car, and they're like, okay, now you're going to need to bring it back in about a month or two so we can put these two chips in that control, like, the heated seats and something else that wasn't, like, mission critical, but they couldn't get the chips. And so automakers are still dealing with that. So they're giving you cars that not everything is fully functional yet.
I don't think airbags should be one of those.
No, I don't think so either. What would your example of that be?
Cell phones. I just feel like as much as they help us with communication, they hinder our ability to have a normal conversation with people and look them in the eye.
It is interesting that we're more connected than ever to people, but also more disconnected, especially the younger generation. Like, I don't know that they fully know how to interact with people socially because they're so used to doing everything online
right.
or chat or what have you.
Well, and it even makes you wonder the friendships or the relationships that we've passed on because we were too busy looking at our phones instead of talking to the people around us.
Yes, I agree 100%.
Last night, I sat down with my daughter, she's in town, and my wife, and we had dinner, and we played cards and we talked and it was so great. And then there was a moment where my wife got up to get like some dessert for us, and then Haley grabbed her phone, I grabbed my phone, my wife came back, grabbed her phone, and we were all watching or doing different things on our phone, literally sitting 2 feet apart from each other. And so I was like, okay, yeah, maybe this is a problem. Maybe this technology isn't that great.
We do it too, and it's an addiction.
Well, that's not an addiction. I can stop anytime I want. Uh-oh.
That's what I'll have to say. Yep.
Uplifting Way FM. This year is the Wally Show, and every year people make New Year's resolutions, and sometimes you stick to them, sometimes you don't. I thought I would try to inspire you
yeah.
with a song about
yes.
resolutions.
Woo! Yes,
Let
yes,
go.
Yes.
Now, you know the song by Josh Wilson, Revolutionary? Well, I thought it would make perfect sense to do one called Resolutionary.
Oh, perfection.
Do you see what I did with that?
I'm in full support.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. So, here we go. Would you like to introduce me?
Betty? Okay, so this is going to be Miss Beats.
Yeah.
Miss Beats performing live. As you can hear the coughing in the background, you know that the time has come.
I'm clearing my throat.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Just nervous here. That's all.
When
just
you thought, you know, once you give up on a dream and find find another job.
Nope, I'm here.
This guy
I'm here for
hasn't
it.
Gotten the notice. So here he is, without further ado, Miss Beats.
I'm here for the people. The people want this.
Maybe you're just like me, you're just a bit pudgy. You find it hard to breathe, stares at your enemy. Maybe you take a look at all your time on Facebook, compare your life to friends, and now you're feeling shook. Let's take some time and rewind, it's a new year.
Oh, falsetto.
Mariah Carey. Yeah.
It's all in your mind now, it's time unlike last year. Why can't I just be resolutionary? I have zero will and it's kinda scary. I cannot believe this is it. 1 month I quit. God help me get resolutionary. Whoa, whoa, resolutionary. Whoa, whoa, let's get, whoa. And scene.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty wow. great. Okay. Pretty great.
I got through it. I think that's all that
well
matters.
Well done. Man, Gavin said it best. The buildup to your performance yeah. is better than the performance.
Yeah, because you don't know how big of a train wreck it's going to yes. be, you know?
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting Way FM.
We definitely need a little more of this in the world.
Oh, that's how you do it, kids.
It's the Wally Show.
Choosing a wedding dress can be one of the biggest decisions in a bride's life. I mean, they start looking way in advance, and then they try on a bunch of different dresses, and I understand that you want it to be your perfect day. But for this lady named Simone, the perfect dress was proving harder to find, and she tried on about 10 wedding gowns, a light snack. I have a feeling my daughter will double that, but she still hadn't found one. So then one day she's scrolling on Instagram and she spotted her dream gown.
Ooh.
There she is, the dream gown. I'm going to look fabulous yeah. in that, you know?
Yeah.
So she, though, looked around and could not find it. She was unable to secure one. And then she had seen another woman post a picture of herself in that wedding gown. So she did what any woman would do. She asked if she could buy her wedding dress.
Oh.
Wow.
I know.
Which is kind of a big deal because, I mean, you would think about it. You want that one dress to be just for you.
Right.
And it hasn't touched anyone else.
Exactly.
But she must not have cared.
Like my daughter the other for Christmas got a perfume, okay? Mm-hmm. And she's like, I just want this to be my scent. You know, like she loved it. And so and my wife loved it too. And I asked, I said, hey, would it be a problem if I bought Mama this perfume as well? Because I know you said you want it to be your scent. And I could see that maybe being problematic. She's yeah. like, yeah.
That's a problem.
I would prefer not.
Yeah, because it's her signature scent.
Exactly. And yeah. so like women get possessive over yep. things like that. So anyway, she asked if she could buy the dress. The lady named Emily who had it declined. But then they came to an unusual agreement. This kind woman agreed to lend Simone the wedding dress. You can borrow it on one condition, you send it back to me. I want to make sure I get it back.
It's reasonable.
But here's where the story takes another turn. They don't live in the same town. They don't even live in the same state. Not even that, they don't live in the same country or on the same continent.
Oh, yes. Wait.
So Simone lives in South Africa. Emily lives in California. So Emily sends Simone the dress. It fits perfectly. Doesn't even have to have it altered,
That's
which is
shocking.
Amazing. And then Simone, in return, the bride, sent Emily an invitation to her wedding.
Oh, that's awesome.
And Emily went.
Nice. Like,
so she flies to South Africa. They go to the wedding, and they have this good time, and they strike up this unusual friendship as a result
that's
of
awesome.
It.
That's awesome. So something that brought them together.
Yeah. I mean, and out of kindness, people being mm-hmm. kind. And it's like boldness and kindness kind of meeting together mm-hmm. in the same place. And then there's part of me, the jaded side of me, that's wondering if she went to the wedding just so she could make sure she got the dress back. Like, you're not going to need it tomorrow. I'll take it. I'll save you the shipping that way, and she'll take it back. That way she knows she gets it back.
Wow, that sounds just like you.
Yeah, that's the hurt in me.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Always taking jaded, something positive right. and sweet and turning it into yep. something ugly and negative.
The jaded, skeptical me. But they didn't cover that in the story. But they did get like 4 million views on their TikTok about this, and I think that's kind of cool, too. It does show you can strike up friendships mm-hmm. anywhere and still actually physically connect with people, even though it might start online. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And Shania Twain is back on tour, and people kind of raving about, like, her, you know, being back out there again.
That don't impress me much.
And there's one girl who's super happy that she is out there. Her name is Tennille Towns. And when she was 9, she was randomly picked out of the crowd to sing with Shania Twain. I love when artists do that. They mm-hmm. pull somebody else out of the crowd, and then all of a sudden you're like, that's amazing.
Yeah, because you know that memory is going to stick with them for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, and now here's what's really cool, though. Now that little girl that was 9 at the time is opening for Shania Twain
what?
On tour.
Wow.
Like, talk about full circle and super cool.
That is so cool.
Yeah, and so I went and found, like, a little snippet of her song. She's obviously country.
She's not little anymore.
No,
she's grown up.
She's in her 20s now.
Oh, okay.
And so, yeah, she's a country singer, and this is what she sounds like.
If I ever get to heaven, know I got a long list of questions. Like, how do you make a snowflake? Are you angry when the earth breaks? How does the sky change in a minute? How do you keep this big rock spinning? And why can't you stop a car from crashing? Forgive me, I'm just asking.
I really like that. Like,
yeah,
that's a good song. I like her, but I love the story of, you know, her all these years later coming full circle, and then she is now opening for Shania.
Yeah.
It made me start thinking, like, now it doesn't have to be that big of a story. Like, that's a pretty big story. But, like, what was something that you got to do as a kid that was really cool? Like, getting pulled out of the crowd was awesome for this little girl, and it set her on this path.
Yeah, it's kind of like your party story, you know, that
yeah.
one
yes.
that leaves everybody like, what?
Yeah,
that really
exactly.
happened to you? But what happened to you as a kid? I mean, nothing big like that ever happened to me. I remember I won a contest one time.
You did? What? For
at
what?
Blockbuster. Well, it was when...
Did you get a free rental?
No. I wish. No. It was for that movie, Sandlot.
Yeah.
You remember that movie?
Yeah.
I won a baseball bat.
Oh.
And you're looking at one of the least sporty
yeah.
people out there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's about all I got. I wasn't pulled up on stage with Shania
no.
Twain.
I won a writing contest when I was a kid. And I got a limo ride for me and my family to the circus.
Hey.
And I bragged about it so much up and down my street. I'm like, the limo's coming. I was probably like 8. A limo's taking my family. You guys got to come out and see it. Like, it's going to be great. Come see the limo. Pull up and take me to the circus. And so, yeah.
It was a clown car instead.
Yeah, close. friends were all there like, oh, yeah, your limo ride. That's great. We had a big family and stuff. And so they're like, ah, yeah. It's not going to be a limo.
Oh.
It was a van, like a minivan.
What a disappointment.
Yeah, and like, exactly, like all my friends are like, ha, limo, huh? I'm like, I'm not lying. They said it was a limo. This is the worst day ever. And I start crying all the way to the circus.
That's great.
Yeah, so I am curious, though. Again, what was that cool thing that you got to do or that happened to you when you were a kid? 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. So, Frank, what was your cool kid moment?
When I was 4 years old, I was playing with a lighter, and I lit the couch on fire in my house.
Oh.
Yeah, that was one of those bad things. But after that, I've been a firefighter for 40 years.
There you go. So just like this girl had a self-fulfilling prophecy of, you know, being a performer, you being a pyromaniac turned into a career.
You redeemed the situation.
That's awesome. Frank, thanks for being on with us, buddy.
Thank you, guys. Have a blessed day.
Later, pal. All right, Rochelle, you're up. Impress us. What did you get to do as a kid?
I actually got to take a limo ride to a concert and got to sing on stage with the W's. It was Insiders performing, the W's, and I can't remember who else, but yeah, I got to sing Alarm Clock with them on stage.
I guess I don't know who the W's are. Big back in the 90s, or?
They were a swing Christian band.
Oh, okay.
That's why you haven't heard of them.
Back when Supertones and Five Iron Frenzy and Insiders were really big.
Got it. Now, what did you have to do to win the contest?
I believe it was a radio show. There was a radio show on Saturday night here in Louisville, Kentucky called The Edge. And I actually used to be on the radio.
Oh, no way.
At night.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, like I was a teen and I won a contest to be on the radio. So I built a good relationship with people.
Then Rochelle got smart and she got out of radio.
Because that was the highlight of her career.
It's all downhill from here. I can attest to that, Rochelle. What was your coolest kid moment, Summer?
Well, mine was a little more akin to yours, Wally, where I had this one big plan of mine and it didn't turn out the best. But
yeah, that's my whole childhood.
Yeah, exactly. My mom, when I was in upper elementary school, was leading the little girl's Bible study, and she had said to us, if we memorized the Lord's Prayer, that whoever did it would get a big, awesome reward. And so I set out and I memorized it, and I was the only one that did it.
Do you remember in your head as a kid what you pictured that big reward being?
I, you know what? I don't know. I don't remember exactly what I thought it was. I think I had set it up to be like going out to eat. That was really special. Like she would take me out to dinner with all the other girls that memorized or something.
Maybe a new bike. I don't know. Like the sky's the limit. What'd you get?
I got socks.
No, you got hosed. I mean, you got the Lord, which is good, but
well,
you got hosed.
That's the thing. Yeah, that's the thing. Now I'm like, you know, I can say the Lord's Prayer like a boss and really mean it and like have it memorized in my heart for many, many years, but the socks were not like the best.
I'm curious, like every time you recite the Lord's Prayer now, do you look down at your socks?
No, but I will now, thank you.
But I am curious for you, what was that cool thing you got to do as a kid?
Started not so cool, but then it ended up being, I guess, kind of cool. I was ran over by Clydesdales. A team of them at a county fair.
Oh my gosh. Those things are huge. I can almost hear it now, though. Lindsay got run over by some Clydesdales.
La, 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 la.
Hanging out at the country fair.
La, 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 la.
You can say there's no such thing as Clydesdales, but we know that now she has no hair.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so that did happen, but I do have hair, thankfully. But no, the reward, if you want to call it that, is I got to go back to the fair the next year, ride all the rides I wanted, got to have all my friends ride all the rides we wanted for free.
They bought
you. We didn't
you.
Have to get off the ride. Yeah, I know they did.
Lindsay, did you walk away from being stampeded by a herd of Clydesdales? Did you walk away with any physical ailment?
Yeah, I did. I got a broken collarbone and some back issues from it that actually have stuck with me my whole life, unfortunately.
Oh, wow.
But I got fair passes.
She got fair passes.
Uplifting Way FM.
He's wise beyond his years.
I can't really tell, but it seems like he's very good.
Here's Gavin.
When I think of the cringeworthy stuff I've done in my life, there's honestly one thing that still remains really close to the top of that list for me, and it goes all the way back to fourth grade, surprisingly, and it's when I went through this like wannabe surfer phase.
Nice.
When I would throw the thumb and the pinky out.
Oh, the hang loose. Was it Shaka?
Shaka?
Something like that? Yeah.
But I would hit, you know, my friends with a, what's up, dude? And sick and radical.
Nice.
And I would just do that. And I could just see, like in my memory, I can see my parents in the background, like rolling their eyes, telling me to stop. I should have listened. Didn't. Kept going.
I'm not afraid to throw rock fingers every once in a while. Like, what up? Like, you know, but you got to use it very sparingly.
You do. And apparently there is this list of like hand gestures going into this year that people think need to go away, or they think they're less cool, and maybe they belong to the dad crew of this world, and maybe this is the Gen Zers talking.
I could see that, though.
And I think that makes sense because the first one on this list is air guitar.
Air guitar is bad for anybody, And this is not a sexist thing. Women typically do not do air guitar like guys do. It's bad when guys do it. It's worse than when women do it because their picking hand, they don't usually put your index finger and your thumb together with your three fingers out like a pick, like you're holding a pick, and then play it like you would. They usually take their whole hand, the fingers are just out, and they just flop their wrist around, and that's air guitar, and it's not a good look.
They're not saying that, though. They're just saying it's lame in general.
Correct, and I agree with that, but I'm saying it's worse sometimes.
Oh, so there's lame and then there's lamer.
Super lame, yes. Okay. Exactly.
Super lame. Next one was double thumbs up. I do that one.
Did you ever do, hey, what's got two thumbs and is whatever? This guy. Yeah, okay.
Classic. Nice. Yeah. The next one was doing the writing a check mark when you're at a restaurant to get your waiter or waitress's attention for the check.
That's an old guy thing.
Is
I
it?
Think that's a real old guy thing. Like, because you don't want to snap because that's really rude.
That's rude.
So you just kind of look up and go, check, so they know what you want. But yeah, I could see that
don't
not being
do that.
Good. Here, I think we can all agree. I don't know if this made the list or not, but I think we can all agree that this is the one hand gesture that for sure should forever go away. Finger guns. Yeah, finger guns. Hey, what's up? Hey, Ray, good job on that presentation. You know, stuff like that. The
finger
guns.
You think it needs to go?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's fascinating because it actually like didn't make this list.
Oh.
So you don't know anything when it comes to cool or lame.
You know what, Betty Wright? You're right. Right on the money. I'm going to finger gun everyone today. Like, I'll just be doing that all day long. So, yeah, I would, even though it's not on the list, I would highly recommend no finger guns. It's just not safe in the workplace either. Don't bring your finger guns to work.
You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
Uplifting WayFM. This is the Wally Show. We have our prayer wall at wayfm.com where you can post a prayer request, things that are going on in your life. You want people to pray for you. And you can also be on there praying for people as well, sometimes doing both. And we have Pastor Chad, who's in charge of our prayer and care ministry. And he's always on there praying for people, getting people help. And so we like to check in and see kind of what are some of the themes people are talking about right now in the prayer wall, Pastor Chad.
And it was easy because right away I jumped on this morning in the top two requests that were right at the top was an anonymous request that says, need a financial miracle for bills this month and financial healing. Obedience on my part also going forward.
Oh, another, that's interesting.
And then the next one was from another guy saying, I'm requesting prayer for, or a lady saying, I'm requesting prayer for my husband who not only lost his job, but also his vehicle in the same day.
Oh, so, that's a bad day.
And I know in my life, it's the start of a new year. Yeah. My budget is really strict right now. And we're probably going to fail at it. But at the same time, we're all thinking about finances. I was watching the news this morning. It's all about the economy. All these sort of things are on people's minds. And so just really thinking through, like, how do we deal with finances? Does the Bible talk about finances?
Yeah.
Well, funny we should ask that question because the Bible has a ton to say about finances. And so I just have these three encouragements that I would want to encourage people with is, number one, seek out the scripture. The Bible knows of poverty. And I was just really encouraged this morning and maybe discouraged that Paul talks about his own poverty in Philippians 4. He says, not that I was ever in need, but I have learned how to be content in whatever I have, knowing how to live amongst nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation. So
yeah. If you can tighten up, you know, and still be happy and you don't have to find joy in shopping or things.
Yeah.
I fight that too. Sometimes like you go through the thing, you're like really bored. Let me jump on Amazon real quick. And you're like, why am I doing this? I don't need this. And so learning to live a life of contentment is important. You want to see what you value? Check your checkbook and like, or your accounts. What are you spending money on?
I value food.
And candles. Yeah, candles
and candles.
Candles and food. She has a budget for candles.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But listen, if you're making a budget, I know in my life, in my family right now, we're watching the budget tightly and we notice what we're spending on. But you're right. I'm scrolling online and I love those feeds that say the top 20 things you need from Amazon right now. And I'm a sucker to look at all of them and see, oh, I need about 8 of the things they're telling me. So contentment, because I really don't need them. My life, I didn't need them until I saw them in that article.
I think if that was the prayer for this year, maybe the prayer for a lot of us would be or should be contentment. Because if you're content, it leads to a couple things. It leads to joy.
Yeah.
That even when things aren't good, you can still have joy. And it leads to better finances, you know, in your life, which can then also take you to better places long term. And so, yeah, I think that would be the takeaway from this conversation is maybe look at that for yourself this year. Like say, God, you know, like while you're helping me focus on my finances. Help me be content. You have to do the work and make sure that you actually don't go spend on things. Like, God doesn't just like tie your hands. But if you pray for contentment, maybe that's the thing that helps lead that process. So if you want to be part of our prayer and care team, you can do that. You can pray for people or have your prayer request prayed for. If you just text the word pray to 91979 and we will send you a link. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. We're going to play a game and you have a chance to win a prize. And here's the good news. You don't have to know a lot. You just have to figure out if Betty Rock knows what's going on. Okay? It's kind of a current events quiz. Some of these things are stories we've talked about on the show. And I'm always amazed because there are times when I look over, I sit right directly across from Betty. I'm looking her right in the ocular sockets right now and I don't see anything. Like I'm looking through her and I don't think she's paying attention.
Because I'm thinking about what I'm going to do for lunch.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm never 100% sure what lands, okay? And so, but then there's times when she really surprises me. Like she'll bust out something politically. You're like, I did not know you even followed that. Nicely done. So here's the way it works. We're going to give her just a word or a sentence. She has to tell us what is going on, okay? And then if she gets the right story with it, you know, and if you said, hey, I bet on her, then you would get a prize, okay? So it's very simple. So like, if I were to say, this will be an example round, okay? Gavin, you'll be our contestant. Okay. So I'm going to say memoir. Memoir. One word, memoir. Gavin, do you think she's going to know what that is in relation to this week or not?
Man, I think she will, but I'm... Well, no. No, I don't think she will.
You don't think she'll get it. Okay.
Do you even know?
No.
Okay.
And if I don't know, my confidence is that she doesn't.
Okay. Because I'm smarter than her.
No,
is that
no,
what
no.
You're saying?
Just that I, you know, I'm not thinking about lunch.
Memoir is usually like somebody wrote something about themselves.
Okay.
Like they wrote a book about themselves.
Right, so that is the definition of a memoir.
Wait. Oh, Prince Harry.
Yes.
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 Oh, he wrote a book.
All right. See, that's where she went from dead eyes to the light just came
she
on.
She found it.
I had to talk myself through it.
Did you see her light up? I'm like, oh, there is something in there.
Yeah.
We got a person.
I was like, what? Who wrote a memoir? Okay.
So Gavin would not get a point because he bet against her. That's how this game works. So you just guess whether Betty Rock is going to know the current event or not with what's going on. So let's play together. You can win a Way FM prize pack. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM if you want to play. What's going on? Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. Shannon, you are going to play What's Going On With Us. Now, the way it works is I'm going to give Betty Rock a word or a phrase. She has to tell us what is going on. It's kind of a current events quiz, and you don't have to know what it is. You just have to guess whether or not Betty Rock is going to get it right or wrong, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so here we go. Question number one. Here's the phrase, did we win? Do you think Betty Rock will get this right or wrong? Will she know what that is in reference to?
Oh, I bet she's going to get this right.
I hope so, because we talked about it for about 3 days on the show, and she actually brought it up at one point.
Yeah, I did a story about this.
Totally
Shannon, I do. I have this. This is about DeMar.
I need first and last name.
Hamlin.
Yeah. Oh, she got first and last, too.
Because that was the first question he asked when he woke up from his coma.
Yep, the NFL player. Okay, that's good news. Shannon, you bet on Betty, and she is helping you out, so that is one right. Here we go. Nurses. Do you think she's going to get this right or wrong? Nurses.
Ooh. Well, so here's the thing. My sister's a nurse, and I have several friends in the medical field, so I'm going to hope that she does. But I do think, you know, if she's not well-connected in the medical world, she might miss it. I'm going to give her some confidence. You've got this, Betty.
All right. See, I would bet against her on this one because I see her face. Okay, Betty Rock, nurses.
Well, I mean, they're important people.
They are.
And they don't get paid enough.
No, they get paid pretty well. But
oh, you're getting there.
You're getting there.
I mean, we need more of them?
No. Shannon, what is it?
Nurses strike in New York.
Nurses strike in New York.
Oh, that's right.
It was on TV. I watched you watch it one day.
And I even asked about it.
Yeah, okay. Here we go. Final question. Do you think she will get this right or wrong? Wedding dress. Do you think she'll get this one?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. There's a story on Good Morning America. I might have even talked about it on the show today.
Well, if you just talked about it today, then I'm going to give her one more vote of confidence. You got this, Betty?
All right, Betty Rock.
I got this.
What is it?
It's about a wedding dress that was shared by two women because the other lady saw it on the other lady's Instagram, and then they flew over to see the wedding, and they shared the same wedding dress.
There you go. She borrowed the dress. Wow. Shannon, you bet on Betty Rock in an unprecedented fashion. It has paid off for you.
Yeah, yeah.
We got it, Betty. We got it. Woo!
Nicely done. We got a WayFM prize pack for you because you and Betty both know what's going on.
Awesome.
I came here in a time machine that you invented.
Great Scott.
Now I need your help to get back.
Uplifting WayFM, this is The Wally Show. It is time for us to cram ourselves into our tiny little time machine and go back in time, musically that is, to a song from yesteryear. And the lady who is calling the shots today is a lady by the name of Megan. How are you, girl?
I'm good.
Fantastic. Now, our time machine is sponsored by Tesla. It's a self-driving time machine. I kind of figure if I keep saying it long enough, maybe Tesla will actually sponsor us with a Tesla.
You keep trying and hoping.
I'm going to keep trying. But until then, you know, we're going to let you pilot us here, Megan. What song do you want to go back in time to?
In My Arms by Plum.
Ooh, that was a really haunting album. It was very moody and I say dark, but like it was positive, yeah. But it just was very minor.
It had a hopeful spin to it, but I think that was the signature of Plum.
Absolutely.
Like she was all about making these haunting type songs, but always having positive spiritual aspect to it. And I'm looking it up, what year we have to go back to. So that song was released back in 2007.
Oh, wow.
2007. That was the year that the Forever stamp was first introduced. That was the stamp that you could now mail your letters or bills or whatever for. And whatever price that the stamp was going to go up to, it didn't matter because if you had a Forever stamp, it would cover it.
Really? Mm-hmm. I had no idea that even existed. I'm going to go back in time and get me some of them stamps.
There you go.
While we're here, let's pick up some, okay? So you want Plum in My Arms, Megan. Why do you want this song?
Well, whenever I was 20 and newly married, my daughter was born 4 weeks early. I was very scared and I didn't know what to do, but I knew I wanted to keep my daughter safe. This song was popular whenever I was a kid, but it became more relatable after having children. So 7 years later, I still sing this song to my three children. Recently, I was actually singing it to them and holding them. And in this moment, it became a great memory because I was scared and worried and stressed out. But God reminded me that I'm safe in His arms. Oh. Not only does He hold me in His arms, I'm also teaching that to my children, that He keeps them safe.
Yeah, because you're like, look, Mommy's going to drop you from time to time. It happens. You're probably going to land on your head once or twice, but God has always got you. So speaking of God, we've got to get out of here and go back in time right now to 2007 with Plum in My Arms for Megan on Flashback Friday.
Thank you.
Your baby blues, so full of wonder. Your curly cues, your contagious smile. And as I watch, you start to grow.
I'll never forget taking my first compassion trip. And we went to Ghana, Africa. When we got there to the site, there was this little girl. She was 6 years old. I later found out her name was Vivian, and she would not let go of my hand. She followed me everywhere I went on that site. And later, I got to meet her family. I met her mother and her siblings, and they all lived in this little mud hut. I mean, it wasn't big at all. And when I looked at Vivian, she had the biggest smile on her face, and she was just happy to be there, just happy to be with us. And it made such an impact in my life that I wanted to sponsor her right then and there. Because of my sponsorship for Vivian through Compassion, I'm able to write letters back and forth with her. I'm now getting updated photos, and now I think she's even taller than me, which is crazy to think. But I'm also able to see how my sponsorship is providing the food, clean water, and other support that she needs and her family needs to live the best life possible. And I can only imagine now with the pandemic, war, and weather disasters, there are so many other families like Vivian's who are dealing with hunger. So maybe you want to make an impact and sponsor your own Vivian. Just click the compassion banner when you go to wayfm.com.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Rock Report with Betty Rock.
Just a few days ago, we saw Lisa Marie Presley, the only daughter of music legend Elvis Presley, at the Golden Globes. She was cheering on actor Austin Butler as he won Best Actor for playing her dad in the hit film Elvis. And now we're finding out that just days later, she has passed away at the age of 54.
That was surprising because, I mean, you go 1 minute, you're live and at an event, and a couple days later, not so much, you know?
Right.
It always jars people, I think.
And to only be 54.
Yes, thank you. I'm 54.
her mother, Priscilla Presley, she stated that her daughter suffered a cardiac arrest. Mm. So she was at home. She was put in an ambulance, made it to the hospital, but then died. She leaves behind three kids.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she had three kids. She actually had four, but she dealt with her own battles, including heavy grief over the passing of one of her sons. Mm-hmm. She also had drug addiction issues. So you can understand when you have a dad that had his own demons that he was fighting.
Yeah.
I mean, you just don't know what process you're walking through. Mental illness is a big thing. And then she was married four times.
Oh, was she really?
I believe it was four times.
Because wasn't there a Michael Jackson thing?
Michael Jackson
in there?
Was one. Nicolas Cage was another.
Really? I'd forgotten that.
And then there were two more. I'm not sure who those were. But all that to say, 54 is just too young to die of a heart attack. Her dad, Elvis, he died in his 40s from the same situation. So it makes you wonder if it's a hereditary thing. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to double down on the heart pills today, though, at 54.
I don't know if that's what a doctor would say to do.
Yeah, I can't be too careful. I get it, though. I get when you get to that age where, like, you have to start thinking about your health. Like, when you're young, like, you're in the 30s, you don't think about Gavin's so far from thinking about it in his 20s. But, like, you get to my age, you're like, oh, yeah, I actually do need to, you know, take medicine and maybe take a little better care of myself.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. I know I'm working on it. But
yeah, but it's just sad for the Presley family, especially with Priscilla. She's in her 70s, so she's faced having to lose her ex-husband and then also her daughter as well.
I think, too, I mean, this is a family that had so much money. You know, the estate had so much money. But then you look at
the world standards, they have so much.
Correct. Yeah. But then you look at it and you see, like, four failed marriages and you see, you know, hurt and pain and loss inside of that, and how do you cope, you know, and you see, you know, addictions and all of that stuff, and it quickly makes the money seem way less important. Mm-hmm. You know, your health is more important, your mental health is more important than all of that stuff. But we get it twisted sometimes because we look at what other people have that we don't have and think that's the life, and it isn't always the case. And these are good reminders of that, too, you know, as this family walks through this as well. Well, there you go. That's going to do it for your Rock Report. Thank you, Lady Rock. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And I got an email from somebody the other day with a spiritual phrase, kind of a creative phrase to explain a spiritual concept. And it kind of landed with me. I'm like, oh, that's really good, you know? And it was really simple. It was like, the test of Christianity is not loving Jesus, it's loving Judas. Mm. I'm like, oh, dang, snap, that's good.
Yeah, it's kind of like saying it's easy for us as believers to like to be nice to the people that we like. But when it comes to being nice to the people that we don't like, that's really the true test of faith. And I'm failing.
The people that are kind of evil, you know? Yeah. Like, he had nefarious plans and stuff. And so, yeah, I was like, boy, that's really good. I appreciate that, Scott. Thank you. And it got me to thinking there are other phrases we use. Like, Matthew West has a song now, My Story, Your Glory, and it's got a few of the big ones.
My story, your glory.
Like, I've heard that in church, you know, make your mess your message and stuff like that. And so there's a bunch of things that we say to help us remember big spiritual things, okay?
Lessons, yeah.
Yeah, and I had never heard this one about the test of Christianity is not loving Jesus, it's loving Judas. So I am curious, is there like some creative phrase that you've heard that helped explain a spiritual concept to you, or it just solidified what you knew in your soul, but it was like, oh, that's good, I can remember this now, and it makes more sense. I'd love to know yours, and because who knows, like maybe there's a bunch we haven't heard before, like this one that I just brought up. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We love having you on the show with us, especially stuff like this, because this might totally land with somebody and really be something that sticks with them and with their faith. So 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. Have you ever, Candy, come across some sort of a phrase that took a big biblical concept and made it easier to understand?
Follow God with your faith, not your feelings. That really helps me to keep it in perspective. It reminds me that it's not about my emotions, and if I'll obey, he'll make everything catch up in the long run. He'll bring my emotions full circle. He'll take care of it if I'll just obey.
And I think that's a lesson that a lot of us need to remember, because if we follow our feelings, it can feel like a roller coaster. You know, one day you're good, the next day you're bad. And so he is always stable, and so we need to look to him more than we do our feelings, for sure.
Then when you feel something, you know, it can be misleading. Sometimes our feelings can be the most misleading things. Think about it. You know, I feel unworthy. I feel not loved. I feel substandard, you know, and all of that you genuinely feel, but none of it's true. So that's a great reminder, Candy. I appreciate you being on the show with us today. Thank you.
So true. Thank you, guys.
Do you have a phrase like that that has kind of helped explain some spirituality or some faith stuff to you?
For me, it's if he brings you to it, he'll bring you through it. It helps me to remind me that he'll always be there with me no matter what I'm going through. And it's really helped me with some things that I've struggled with in the past.
Yeah, I love the verse about, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death in Psalms. It talks about how Jesus is with you, and it's a really good illustration of how he doesn't always walk us around the troubles of life. You know, he walks with us through those troubles, and if he walked us around everything, I don't know that we would learn anything. Oh, there you go. You can write that one down, too. That's not too bad. See, that's how these things come up. But that's a good one. I love it, Amy. Thanks for being on with us today.
Yeah, thank you. You guys have a great day.
So, Melissa, what was that phrase that explained faith to you better?
Love the sinner, hate the sin. Because sin does not have to define a person. It is simply a bump in the road, and you have to take the person as who they are.
Yeah, we struggle with this inside of the church because there's so many divisive, controversial issues of people's lifestyle choices. And we as the church and as people are called to love people. But by the same token, you have to administer truth with love. The Bible talks about that. The Bible's like, you know, basically saying, give your rebuke, only season it with salt. And so it's like, you have to be honest with people. That's the loving thing to do. But it's really challenging in our world to do that today and not come off as a hater.
Especially with all the societal changes, I think it's one of those things we really have to step back and remember that Jesus came for the sinner, for the sick. He didn't come for those who are well. I came for those who are sick. And so we're all sinners, and we're all in the same boat. We like to put value on different sins, but in God's eyes, sin is sin, and we're all equal in his eyes.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.